And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. It's lovely to see you, Gerald Quickly, as
always.
Thank
you, Jo, and good morning.
And good morning, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, John Zoe.
It is our last show of the year. What an awesome year we have had, even though for many very, very challenging years. So as we are well and truly into the festive season, it's a good time to celebrate with our friends and family. And I think this year we are so aware of how fortunate we are to gather.
It's definitely a whole another level of gratefulness. It's kind of the way it's the word of 2021, isn't it? Be grateful for every little thing, celebrate every little win and just appreciate.
And I know we've talked about, and probably will with Dr. Nick, surviving. But I think the word really is thriving. We need to thrive this Christmas.
That.
We need to just really refocus, reassemble, rebuild relationships, rebuild life in general so we can hit 2022 normally.
Yes. So, okay, here's a question for you. We know that moderation is important. That's
What's
always...
That? What?
Well, wait, this is my question to you, Gerald, all right?
Yes.
So what is your attitude going into the festive season?
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, are you in moderation mode? Are you restrained? Or is it all health considerations are out the window and just deep dive?
The short answer, nah.
No,
there's too much to make up for. And I think every time you get an opportunity to meet with family and friends, within reason, go for it.
Zoe?
I kind of have this thing where it's all about, you know, falling in love with food. I think, you know, we've got to be realistic. There's times we need to pare it down a little bit, just purely because the outcome will be so terrible the next day. But then there's times we just got to celebrate and love what it is, particularly when it comes to great food, great produce, great friendships. I mean, I think that's really, really important in my household. And the way I always like to sort of attribute moderation is just enjoy what you're doing and pare back the stuff you don't need.
I feel like, however, you're going to be far more moderate than I. Zoe?
Yeah, I think add together your moderation and mine, Jo.
Well, there are some things to consider to ensure a healthy and hazard-free Christmas. And we do all want to get through the holiday season in one piece and start the new year on the right foot. So as this is our last show of the year, House of Wellness regular Dr. Nick Carr will help us navigate those pesky summer holidays issues like hay fever and sunburn and insect bites and all the things that can go wrong and really ruin your holiday. And while we're talking about moderation, dietitian Liz Radicevich will focus on what happens when we celebrate a bit too hard. So she's going to be talking about how we combat bloating and headaches and all of the things that come with too much food and alcohol, which may be more in my life than yours, Zoe, I don't know. And while we're on looking after ourselves at this time of year, it's quite timely that our A to Z of vitamins is Go Healthy, Go Liver, one a day detox.
Probably one of the most important aspects of our body at this time of the year is our liver.
Yeah. Yes.
And we don't treat it as well across the year. And we've got a couple of hints.
Yes. 131873 is our number for your health questions. Gerald and Zoe are both here to help you support your health. So do give us a call, 131873. Next up, the holiday health issues to watch out for on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions that you have for your health. Both Gerald and Zoe are here to answer your questions. In the meantime, from hay fever to sunburn, there are many things that can turn a great holiday on its head. So House of Wellness resident Dr. Nick Carr joins us now with his survival tips to get us safely through the festive season. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Joe. Lovely to hear you. And good morning, Gerald and Zoe.
Good morning, Nick.
It's lovely to have you on the show. So, Nick, what are some of the health issues that commonly crop up at this time of year?
Well, you mentioned a couple of the really important ones, and most of us haven't been out in the sun very much, had that really wet spring, so being outside in raincoats and umbrellas and so on, suddenly the sun comes out, and sunburn has to be really high on the list, particularly here in Australia, something we doctors are always talking to our patients about protecting skin. So that's a really top of the list one. And then, of course, with all the moisture around, the mozzies are thriving left, right and centre. And most of us would prefer not to be up at 4 a.m. scratching away at those bites on our ankles. So lots of others that we need to think about, some other more serious ones. And perhaps top of my list is the really serious problem with the pulled muscle playing beached cricket.
I love it. Dr. Carr, so I have so many memories as a child of, like, you know, cutting myself, getting stitches on the Christmas holiday.
Yes.
I've watched Emily do the same thing. Surely you see more people over the Christmas holiday than any other time.
Yeah, I think it ranges from the ring pull for the dog food can that they're not used to, to slicing the Christmas turkey the wrong way, and ouch, that's a common one too. And we actually have to be careful of those ones, because those injuries to fingers, particularly with sharp knives and ring pull cans, the tendons and nerves are really quite near the surface. So just one little message is, if you get a cut on a finger from something like that, just make sure before you just slap a Band-Aid on and carry on with the next glass of bubbly, just make sure that you can feel the finger, that you can move the finger properly, because it's actually quite easy to cut through important things like tendons and nerves.
Nick, another issue at this time of the year is food storage and the ramifications of the mayonnaise that's too old and causes all sorts of issues.
Yes.
Have you got some suggestions? Is there a time, how often do those things need to be freshly made?
Yeah, really, really good question, Gerald. And here's one example. Is if people cook something, they've had it sitting, maybe made the family lasagna. It's been sitting on the bench, people helping themselves. There's a bit left over at the end. And it just gets left lying around. And that's when it can get contaminated. So one of the tricks is, if you have leftover hot food, whack it in the fridge covered while it's still warm. Don't wait for it to cool down. Don't leave it on the kitchen bench so the flies can hop in and do their thing. Get it cooled down nice and quickly. The other thing to remember, most chefs will know this, but sometimes I have it slip, or the guests come and someone gets the chicken and they chop up the raw chicken on a board that's not normally used for the raw meats. And raw meat, particularly chicken, can harbour things like salmonella, which we don't really want to get in the salad.
No, certainly don't.
Keep the fresh food separate in terms of meat and veggies.
And Dr. Carr, you know, obviously we haven't been travelling very much lately. I used to always have this little pack. It would have all, you know, the necessary medication that would be there ready for me to travel with. What are some of the suppliers? You know, the anti-nausea medication, the hay fever medication. What is the stuff, like the real go-to medication that we should either have, whether it's for travelling or just in the cupboard ready to go if something happens?
Yeah, great question. You just mentioned a couple of them. You can get an antihistamine over the counter at the chemist. A very good idea to have some of that to try and ease the irritations from hay fever and those kind of allergic kind of problems. I'm a great believer that anyone in the family has ever had asthma of any kind, the one people forget about is to make sure you pack a Ventolin puffer in there somewhere. It can literally be life-saving. You'll remember the thunderstorm asthma that we had. And a bit of Ventolin can make a massive difference. And sometimes when you're out in the bush or down at the beach, you leave the Ventolin puffer behind. So make sure there's one of those in the kit somewhere. And not a bad idea if you're going to get a bit too much sun. Get a tube of some low-strength hydrocortisone cream. Gerald can sell you one of those over the counter. You don't need a prescription for it. That's pretty soothing if you get a bit of red, raw skin after a little bit too much sun.
You mentioned there, Zoe, the travel. I think a lot of us are going to be on road trips this year, Nick. Yep. And I don't know if there is an answer for this, but is there a magic trick for motion sickness? Because I cannot tell you how deeply irritating my daughter in the back seat.
Same with Emily.
With the motion sickness, it ruins a road trip. Is there anything that we can help with motion sickness on a road trip?
Yeah, it's a tough one, that, isn't it? And I used to get a bit car sick, and my mum was all again, get your head out of that book and look out of the window.
yes. I feel I've said the same thing.
I actually think that's not bad advice, because motion sickness comes from the mismatch between what your balance receptors are feeling and what you're seeing. And if you're sitting in the back of the car staring at something close up or at a screen of some kind, and yet the rolling motion of the car is telling your balance receptors something's going on, that's when people get the motion sickness. Whereas if you're looking out at the horizon and it's moving with you, I actually think, sadly, that's the best tip.
I heard a weird sort of, I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, but if you sit on a newspaper.
Oh, come on.
Funny, Joe. Someone told me. I haven't tried it myself.
No. Could you try it, please, Joe, and let us know?
Report back.
But I would have a sick bag handy, just in case.
Yes.
Now, Nick, I've got a very deep and meaningful question here. What's your favourite tipple on Christmas Day?
Yes, so you mentioned moderation, Geraldton, so that applies to moderation, which...
Come on, it's not St Nicholas. Come on, Nick, what's your favourite tipple?
And I have to say, I'm not particularly a bubbles person. Mm-hmm. So for me, Christmas Day, lunchtime, a lighter red, a Pinot Noir would be perfect, preferably for Tasmania.
Now, that's the perfect lead-in, because you are talking alcohol. There are so many different alcohol, anti-nausea, hangover medications in the chemist and pharmacy. Do they work? Does any of them work? Should we be giving some good advice here of how do we combat that hangover?
And, of course, as a medical professional, it's my solemn duty to advise you not to get into that situation in the first place. Take Gerald's advice, be moderate and wake up fresh and bright and early in the morning.
Best advice.
On the rare occasion, on the theoretical circumstance that doesn't happen, really the most important things are to drink plenty of water beforehand. It's dehydration that makes us feel really awful. And then simple pain relievers like Panadol and Nurofen are really the go-to thing. Mm. All the other fancy chemicals probably don't add very much, and certainly the hair of the dog concept I would not be recommending.
Okay. Oh, that's disappointing.
Yes, it is, Joe.
In all seriousness, actually, though, one of my favourite tips, I would say, Dr. Nick, going into the summer holidays is water safety, absolutely. Mm. And if you have got time to do a little refresher of your first aid, I think that's a really good idea. Would you agree, Nick?
Great point. And drownings, of course, sadly, always a feature of our summer holidays all year round. And if there is a bystander who at least knows something about CPR, it can literally be life-saving.
And Nick, thank you for your reminder about the Ventolin, because how often do you find someone present and the Ventolin they're using is either empty or it's out of date? Get a new Ventolin. They're not expensive. Always keep a spare.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nick Carr. It's been lovely to have you also on the House of Wellness TV this year. We always love your little insights into some of the most quirky parts of our bodies.
Thank you, Joe. You have a lovely, safe and moderate Christmas.
Yes, you too. We'll see you back on...
I don't think she will, Nick.
We'll see you back on House of Wellness next year.
All the best, Nick.
131-873 is our number. And Ali in New South Wales has called. Good morning, Ali.
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Good. Good.
That's good. I was just going to say, growing up, Mum always had a bottle of Coca-Cola in the car for any long road trips we had to do. So it's not great for the teeth, but it always worked. Just like a little sip about once every hour or so. And yeah,
for car sickness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, maybe the gas and the sugar, really, perhaps, and the distraction. Look, I think that the trouble, Ali, with all of this is just to find something that actually works, because a lot of kids get worked up to the point where they almost convince themselves they're going to be unwell before they even get in the car. So it's a bit of a struggle.
Coca-Cola.
So will you try that one as well, Joe?
Coca-Cola. Sure, I'm going to try it all for
you. So sitting on the newspaper.
Sitting on the newspaper.
Drinking Coca-Cola.
A good time. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. We'll get to them next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There is a tendency to overindulge this time of year. Help cleanse your liver with Thompson's One-A-Day Milk Thistle 42,000. Traditionally used in Western herbal medicine, it supports digestive system health, aids natural liver detox process, and relieves digestive discomfort. Get it for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse, and then perhaps more camembert. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, before we get to some calls, we thought it important to mention that when it comes to holiday health, our mental health can often really affected by the festive season, whether it's family stress or financial stress, or it could be loneliness. Anxiety and depression can often be triggered at this time of year. So it's just so important that we look out for each other and we check in on each other.
Particularly older people, because a lot of them are still very jittery about the COVID issues we've had.
Yes, definitely.
They're afraid of going out. Afraid of mixing with others. The media hysteria over the last 2 years, there is a demographic who are absolutely still petrified about making contact with people. And it really troubles me, really does.
It's quite interesting. My dad's coming away. My dad's wife's away in America, and my dad's coming with me to Queensland. And he made a really valid point. He says, Zoe, not everybody is double vaccinated in Queensland. He goes, do we feel comfortable going out for dinner? Do we feel comfortable doing these things? And I simply said to him, from now on, you make the choice. We will lead by you. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm happy to not go out. I'm happy to, you know, stay at home. But we also did go and buy some of the rapid tests.
Good.
I said to him, if there's people coming over, we'll just simply say, would you mind taking a test?
But remember, Zoe, if you're going out with your dad, dads always pay.
I will remind him of that.
Oh, wow. Okay. But I guess in and around mental health, I feel like, slow down and be kind to yourself.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
We are so harsh on ourselves because we compare to whatever we perceive other people are doing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, what's important is that you do it the way you need to do it.
Yeah.
And if
yes.
that means saying no, if that means saying not right now, if that means, you know, shutting the door and having a rest and having some time to yourself,
Me time, Jo.
Yes.
There's been no time for me time.
Yeah.
And we've got to regenerate that.
But it is true that some people are on their own and it's very, very difficult for them. So I think it's great for all of us to check in on each other and make
Definitely.
Sure that people aren't feeling alone.
It can be so simple.
Yeah.
Such a simple thing, a phone call. It really doesn't take a lot.
That's right. And a reminder of some very important numbers. Lifeline is 13 11 14. You've got Beyond Blue and also Kids Helpline to check in on if you feel the need. Right, let's get to some calls. Rose in Moorabbin, good morning.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning. Now, my husband and I worked on a special needs bus run with children.
Yes.
I had one that had bad motion sickness, mm-hmm. and we were advised to get a thing of newspaper, and she sat on that quite happily.
I love it.
She did not vomit, did not have any motion sickness from just sitting on newspaper.
Are you joking,
well,
Rose?
Jo has lifted herself off the seat in excitement here.
I can't believe it. Well, there you go. I'm going to sit on that newspaper.
I do have another question.
Yes.
It might be strange with mosquitoes.
Yes.
If a mosquito were to bite, if you want to call it bite, a person with COVID, could that transfer to a person that doesn't have COVID and they get bitten by a mosquito?
I don't think it's been officially studied, Rose, but the chances of it happening would be very, very slight. Mozzies do carry, particularly in some areas of Australia, and we've got it here in Bayside in Melbourne, they carry lots of nasty things. But I think of all of the things, the viral issue would not be of great concern.
Thanks so much for your call, Rose.
Oh, you're so pleased, Jo, aren't you?
I'm so happy about the newspaper.
This is a medical breakthrough.
David in Parramatta, good morning.
Hi, David.
Yes, good morning, Gerald and the team. Merry Christmas
Thank
to you,
you
all.
Thank you.
At the moment, I'm taking, well, not straight off, Blackmore Valerian Forte 2000 milligram to help me sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to be working very well. Mm-hmm. Any suggestion, please?
David, valerian is a lovely herb that's traditionally used for sleep. But from a herbal perspective, it's more for anxiety rather than sleep. Mm. So many people, in fact, have the opposite with valerian. It actually hypes them up and it doesn't settle them down. So you're probably better getting a combination of magnesium and sedating herbs, things like oats or passion flower or Ziziphus. Mm-hmm. Those sorts of herbs are traditionally used for inducing sleep, along with magnesium to reduce tension, and that magic couple of words, sleep hygiene. Set a time for bed, absolutely. Stick to it, make sure no screens for half an hour before you go to bed, yep. Have a cup of tea and a little bit of cheese and a few bickies. Bedroom, dark, quiet, no screen, and you'll sleep well. And it takes a little while for the sleep habit to be relearned.
Geraldine, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's setting up that correct patterning around so your body actually knows when it's going to be going to sleep as well.
Yes.
I think it's really important that we sort of look at the complete day, because often when we're looking at things like our hormones, like our blood glucose levels, that can be dictated from right from the beginning of the day as
that's
well.
Right.
So it's really making sure that we've got a good amount of low glycemic index foods, a good amount of fats and proteins in every meal. And we talk so much about having a protein-rich meal before bed, because it does have a very calming effect on the nervous system. It's very satisfying as well, and it does help to sort of set that digestive pattern up into place as well.
Just ready yourself for sleep, David. That's what it's all about.
Thanks so much for your call there, David. Next up, tips for looking after our digestive health, even despite the silly season that is upon us. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, we have already established that Zoe approaches this time of year with a considerable amount of restraint, some moderation, whereas Gerald and myself, maybe not so much. So from hangovers to large helpings of food, our insides might be needing a little bit of a holiday themselves at some point. Well, Liz Radicevich is an accredited practicing dietitian and accredited sports dietitian. Her motto is all about a balanced lifestyle, and she joins us now to talk about tummies and too much indulging. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I'm not sure I want to know the answer to this, but can you explain what is happening on the inside when I might overeat or overindulge?
Absolutely. So it is that time of year when we've got a lot more festive events and, you know, the eating out occasions. We're all going out and enjoying things. So what usually happens is our stomach can only hold so much food, as we can imagine. So when we do overeat, we do tend to go past the intake that the body needs, and we do overload the stomach. So it does lead to the stomach becoming stretched to accommodate for the extra food which we consume, which does make most people feel lethargic, uncomfortable and irritable.
Mm. Oh, sounds dangerous, doesn't it?
Familiar though.
It's familiar.
Very familiar, very familiar. I love it when we talk about sort of detoxing through this, or what should we do? And I know there's an enzyme called P450, which we need to kind of have in abundance. What can we do to help support ourselves through this process? Do we take more alkalized rich food? Do we take foods that produce more of this P450 enzyme? Help me out here.
It is a hard one. There's a lot of information on Google and the internet, and it does lead people wondering what
yes.
we do, but there's definitely a couple of tips that I would give people at this time of year. Most of us tend to overindulge, you know, compared to what they usually do during the week or during the year. So eating well before events is really important. So our regular meals, regular fluids as well, just so that we are not going into an event absolutely starving. So that will usually help, and also making sure that we fill up on balanced meals as well and not just going for the sweets, because those balanced meals will help us feel satisfied and full. And even just having, say, a glass of water before a meal is always good, just to keep us sort of a little bit in control of our hunger levels.
Liz, I loved your turn of phrase there where you said that Christmas dinner is going into an event. I had never thought about it that way. Now, in Melbourne today, we've got the Melbourne Marathon. There'll be a lot of people that will be finishing that in the next few hours. What suggestion have you got for those people that are into the marathons, they're recovering? What hydration, nutritional input should they have?
That's a good one. So electrolyte hydration is important. So things like hydrolyte, high salt types of fluids. So that would definitely be something I would push for someone coming out of a marathon. But also definitely a decent meal containing carbohydrates and protein to help those muscles recover.
Sure.
And especially if they're going to be active in the coming days, just to keep that intake high so that they can keep maintaining a good hydration level and also nutrition status in their body.
Okay, good.
It's so interesting. What are some of those signs that we can look for? Because I know there's all these hormones that get released, like ghrelin and leptin, if we don't sleep properly. They always create us to be hungry and craving things. What are some of the signs that we can look for, and what's some tips that we can put into place for them?
So a couple of signs that we may have overdone it over the festive season is a big one is bloating. A lot of people find that their stomachs are distended. Abdominal discomfort is another one, so cramping, pains, also dependent on if we do have any pre-existing gastrointestinal issues. Altered bowel habits are another one, tend to go between the both if the body's not used to a lot of food, and even reflux and indigestion if we're having too much or eating too quickly when we're excited talking about different things, and that's when we tend to inhale a lot more air into the stomach.
I think what you're saying there too is listening to our bodies. Like I feel like we have a bit of a push-through approach. Oh, there's another event. We just have to go and keep going. And then at some point we have to sort of pause and listen to our bodies, don't you think, Liz?
Absolutely. I think even myself being guilty of going to events and feeling like I just can't get through another pizza or another pasta or something. So I do tend to recommend nothing wrong with having another small meal, especially for lunch or dinner. We don't have to have a big meal all the time, and the body may find it hard to keep up with those large portions as well.
Well, thank you so much. Oh, you had nothing.
No. I'm taking all that in because I've got to learn what moderation actually means at this time of the year. Joe, you and I can we'll chat about it later.
Particularly, I just find I've got my ham in the fridge and I can't say no to it when I open it.
Once you start carving ham, that's it.
It's true. And we haven't even got to alcohol yet, Liz. I mean, do the hangovers actually? I often wonder, have I actually caused permanent damage to myself some days? Is that possible?
It's a hard one with hangovers because I guess I look at it two ways. The hangover is obviously as a result of excess alcohol consumption, which is, not ideal at this time, but a lot of people do tend to have a bit too much. But also hangovers do lead to a lack of sleep, and that's when the ghrelin hormone does increase in the body, releasing that sign of wanting to crave more foods high in fat and sugar. So that's, I find it's sort of like a two-pronged process, really, the alcohol, but also the lack of sleep and the cravings that come with that hangover.
Definitely.
Oh, it's not a good time. None of that's good.
Yes, it is. No, we'll work our way through it.
We will. Well, thank you so much, Liz. It's been great to have you on The House of Wellness, and you have a beautiful and safe festive season yourself.
Anytime. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Liz.
Wanted to let people know if they wanted to find me, I am on Instagram as well. I do post a lot of balanced eating and that type of thing. So it's not all bad.
No.
No. Thank you so much, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
And that's the thing, Zoe, you can still enjoy food, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some really great ways that we can actually combat this. I always think if we can sort of load our body up with those B vitamins, they're so good at metabolizing alcohol and supporting alcohol as well. And those hormones, leptin and ghrelin, it's a natural process when we don't get enough sleep and we do eat the wrong forms of carbohydrates. But what do you do? So a bit of organization the next day goes a long way. Have a beautiful big scrambled eggs, dip the olive oil over it, have the lovely carbohydrate-dense toast in there, eat a big meal for that breakfast because it's better to have a healthy big meal for that breakfast that will help to stabilise the ghrelin and stabilise the blood sugar levels than to start the craving process that you might not be able to stop.
So. I love it.
I don't think we'll have that problem.
I know. To be invited to have a big breakfast, okay then.
Yum.
Let's get some call. Hi there, May in Frankston.
Hello, May.
Yes, I have a nasal drip.
Yes.
And I was wondering if there's anything that I can help it.
The drip may is caused by overproduction of mucus from your nose, and that's happening because of pollen and diesel fumes and all sorts of things. So use each day, gently, an isotonic saline irrigation to wash all the pollens and things away. And, pardon me, if that's a problem, it continues, you can get a decongestant nasal spray, and you spray it, if you imagine a clock face on your face, spray it at 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock, so you're getting the tissues in the inside of your nose, and that's going to just bring them back under proper behaviour.
Thanks so much for your call there, May. 131 873. Keep your calls coming. We'll get to more of those next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
CoQ10 is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of CoQ10 to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's time for the A to Z of vitamins. It does seem there's a theme for today's show, which is getting through the holidays with our bodies intact. So how important is caring for our liver?
Absolutely important, Joe. And if you remember, we spoke to a liver specialist not all that many weeks ago. And this, look, our liver is incredibly hard working at the best of times because of the food issues and environmental issues and toxicity, all sorts of things. Two important herbs. One is called milk thistle or syllabum, and the other is called globe artichoke or sayonara. And those two absolutely reinforce the activity of liver enzymes. They actually help our lower our cholesterol. They really do. We're talking liver protection here, insurance against liver damage. So really the sorts of things we should be considering many, many times across the year, not just now.
And it's so true what you said, Joe. It's probably one of the most regenerating, kind organs that we have because it does give us so much more support. I think we need to support it all the time with our diet. There's a way we can kind of, I always say, have our cake and eat it too, but make sure you do have, I mean, we talk about cruciferous vegetables, you know, lots of broccoli and spinach, lots of green foods in the diet. They are beautifully supporting through the gut. And even things like apple cider vinegar, lemon and water, they increase these enzymes that help to break the food down more effectively. So we're supporting the gut and we're supporting the liver the same way. And lots of water. You just can't have enough of the stuff.
Lovely. Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Liver Detox. One a day, a high strength, convenient one a day formulation to help support liver health. Let's get quickly through some calls. Hi there, Lily in Liverpool.
Hi, Lily.
Hi. Hi, how are you going?
Good. What can we help you with today?
Genetically, my husband has high acid levels in his blood. Mm-hmm. It's sort of within his family. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a relatively very, I consider, a healthy diet. We don't have a lot of red meats, etc. We're more fish, chicken or pork, and then lots of greens. And we don't fry foods. Is there a way that you can, you know, because it's in your blood when you urinate, can you test the acidic level?
You can test pH, Lily, of urine, and there are strips. But the measure of inflammation is the measure of acidity is inflammation. So if your bloke, who seems to be very lucky from your cooking's perspective, is sleeping well and doesn't have joint pain and things like that, his slightly higher acid levels are under control. And you keep those under control, and Zoe will have some food options. Mm-hmm. Magnesium's the classic mineral, along with omega-3 fish oil, so the supplements he can use regularly are those two, along with those Mediterranean-style things, Zoe, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Mediterranean diet really does have the perfect pH, and this is what we're actually trying to talk about. Foods that can help too when you've got that sort of like lower acidity levels or lower pH levels, to take them up to a moderate levels. Anti-inflammatory dense foods, we talk about turmeric and curcumin, we talk about getting lots of, you know, only cooking with extra virgin olive oil or a little bit of virgin coconut oil. They're very stable. Even if we're adding these things into our diet, it's how much we're having these things. So if we are having red meat, we're really just looking at that 100 to 150 grams per portion. We don't need a lot of it to get the taste and get the yumminess of it, but also we don't want to trigger our acidity level and put pressure on the digestive system and increase the inflammation overall.
Thanks for your call there, Lily. Marsha, good morning.
Morning, Marsha.
Good morning. Good morning. I have an intensely itchy scalp around the back of my head, behind my ears, not anywhere else, and I've had this for a long time. All the shampoos I've tried, all the lotions and creams do nothing. So I went to a dermatologist and she gave me amitriptyline.
Yes. Did that make a difference, Marsha?
Well, I said to her, I'm taking thyroid medication called carbimazole. Is that all right if I take that? She goes, yes, that's fine.
Yes.
So I came home and I checked it, and it says if you take them both together, you get heart arrhythmia. And I thought, oh, well, I don't want that as well. So I'm stuck now. What do
You're
I do?
Stuck. Look, be reassured, Marcia. You can take them together as long as they're separate. You're taking your thyroid medication perhaps in the morning, and you might consider that low-dose amitriptyline in the evening. There is a range called Dermal, D-E-R-M-A-L. They make a spray you spray on to take the itching away within about 15 minutes with a matching shampoo. So D-E-R-M-A-L from your local pharmacy.
Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning and this year. Head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab.
It will be working across the break, Joe.
And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, as we always say, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you and the last year with you on the House of Wellness.
Where
Zoe,
has the time
Gerald,
gone, Joe?
It's been a delight.
Thanks, guys. Very Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Have a wonderful, not necessarily moderate time, but a wonderful time.
Yes, we'll be back on January 16. Meanwhile, check out housewellness.com.au for any information. As always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And yes, have a beautiful Christmas, Gerald.
Wonderful. And thank you, our hardworking assistant out there, Taylor, as
well. Absolutely. And to Mark and everybody behind the scenes, we'll see you in 2022.